He's one of the few Democrats who did not vote to okay this plan. Representative Smith, welcome back.
Hi, good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. Congressman, did you get any blowback from your fellow party members for not voting for it?
No, not really. I think everyone recognized that this was, you know, a fairly complicated deal with many moving parts, and, you know, folks had different things, different reasons for voting the way they did. So, no, I did not.
Why did you vote the way you did?
Several reasons. First of all, it doesn't do anything to deal with sequestration. You know, 2 months from now, or less than 2 months from now, March 1st is the next deadline. Sequestration would be, you know, across the board, you know, somewhat mindless, arbitrary cuts and everything. As the ranking member on the Armed Services Committee, you know, that's one of my focuses, certainly, is on the defense budget, the impact this has on DOD. So for 2 months, Department of Defense, once again, has no idea how much money they're going to have to spend this year. So the uncertainty remained, didn't deal with the debt ceiling, so that level of uncertainty is thrown into it as well. Second, it certainly was not a fiscally responsible bill. It didn't do anything to deal with the long-term deficit. And lastly, I kind of agree with Grover Norquist. I never really imagined myself saying that sentence. That, you know, look, all the taxes went back up, and, you know, basically what we voted on was the largest tax cut in history, nearly $4 trillion. And we only left out one little piece from the Bush tax cuts at the 400,000 level up. So long term, as we're dealing with the deficit, revenue's pretty much off the table. The only way to get to a fiscally responsible outcome at this point is the huge cuts in popular programs. And I guess I'm honest enough to say I don't support those huge cuts in those popular programs. And if I don't support them, I better be prepared to make sure there's enough revenue so that we don't have to do them.
So here's the question, and you kind of alluded to my next question in your answer. I'm reading Politico and different, and even the New York Times today, and they say, yeah, taxes did go up. That's what the president wanted. That's what he ran on. One of the things he ran on, we got to get the rich to pay their fair share, 35 to 39%, getting back to the Clinton rates. Well, after all this talk, it's done. But do you believe the push to raise taxes is done? Do you? Many Democrats think it's done.
No. Well, I guess the thing is, the push to raise taxes is not done, but I can't imagine that there's going to be enough behind that push to make it happen, and that, I think that's unfortunate. Now, not your listeners aren't going to agree with me on this, but, you know, the Clinton tax rates seem to work pretty well for the economy. You know, everyone was making a lot of money.
They weren't spending as much either.
The economy was about as strong as it's been since World War II when those tax rates were in place in the late 1990s. So, and I factor in inflation there. The economy was a heck of a lot stronger in the late 1990s than it has been for the last 5 years. That I will absolutely say, even with those higher rates. So, you know, but I agree that at this point, getting any more taxes, any more revenue as part of a deficit deal is highly unlikely.